The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of Fried on Business, and we are live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference in Orlando. What a mouthful. Glad I could get it out once, probably hopefully get it out again. We're going to talk today to some great people. We're going to talk to Andy Hogshead. He's the incoming chairman of the Bergstrom Center Board. He's also a multifamily developer, specializes in student housing in Gainesville. We'll talk to Tim Becker. Tim Becker is the director of the Bergstrom Center. We're also going to talk to Ceci Milton, one of the students, that's right, of the Milton family in Miami. We're going to talk to my friend Howard Fabian. We're going to start it off with Howard. Howard is the owner of Bonefish Max, and they are throwing a special event in honor of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas kids and coaches. I want to let Howard kind of tell us a little bit about it. Howard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. We have a program going on at one of our restaurants. I'm one of the partners, Bonefish Max, the location in Coral Springs, which is right in the backyard of where this horrible situation took place. We are specifically working toward raising funds for the coach, Aaron Fries, who left behind a daughter and a small child and his wife, and Chris Hickson, who is a coach / athletic director, who left behind a wife, four kids, two of them adopted, one of them special needs, and both of these people gave their lives to save students. They took bullets for students.
Well, we're going to be pouring drinks for people that took bullets for students and serving food and creating a responsible environment to fundraise and come together. And Howard, tell me about some of the NFL alumni that are going to be helping out and donating their time to this event. I know you got Larry Ball always at the top of your list.
Right. Larry Ball from our undefeated Dolphin team. And actually, he's a trivia question real quick to let you know that he's the only player to ever play for an undefeated team and a team that never won a game in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Our list is about 20 long, and it includes those other than football, too. I'll go through it real quick. We have James Pruitt, former Dolphin, Troy Drayton, former Miami Dolphin, and, by the way, in a real estate broker. We have Bob Brzezinski, who is also has Brews Rooms restaurants down south. It's kind of to join us at Bonefish Max. Lamonte Coleman, Eric Redd, a Gator. We got Lorenzo Hampton, a former Gator as well. By the way, Eric did break all of Emmett's records while he was there. Just thought I'd mention that. We got John Harris, who never misses an opportunity to help out the kids. We have Cookie Brinkman, who played for Louisville with Larry Ball and then the Cleveland Browns. We have Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine, joining our football crowd. We do a lot of things with his group and fundraising, and he was real quick to jump on board. We have Valeria Ochoa. Those of you who don't know her, look her up. She is a fantastic female golfer and teaches golf lessons down here. Her daughter attends Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and is part of the wrestling team. We have Kerry Glenn, former Miami Dolphin. We have Samari Roll from Florida State University and the NFL. We have Dwayne Starks from University of Miami and the NFL. We have former Dolphin Tony Nathan. We have some of you may have heard of Mark Duper. We have Jim Crash Jensen, who never misses an opportunity to help out. We have Benny Blades from the Hurricanes and the NFL. And from a past life of mine, a former student who's gone on to make a good name for himself, Kamani Marley, one of Bob Marley's sons, is going to be in attendance there, and he's a reggae star on his own right.
So there's also some people that are that we need to say thank you to for this. Howard, can you kind of go through that list as well?
Yeah, there's a number of people to thank for. I'm fortunate I don't have specific names, but what's happened along the way is, as we promoted this, we've gotten auction and raffle items, which is really where most of the funds are going to be raised on this thing, and they've just been coming out of the woodwork. We've posted emails, we've been all over Facebook, And through all of those, my phone has not stopped ringing for both donations of events and items and things like TVs. We have speaker sets and all kinds of audio visual things. We have Key West trips. We have stays at hotels. We have golf foursomes. We have all types of things that we hope everybody will join us and buy items with.
So, Howard, if somebody wants to donate an item that can be silent auctioned, is there still time? And where would they call or email?
They would call or email me. I can give my number out now. It's 305-987-6041. My email is my real estate email is the best one, is hfabian, F-A-B-I-A-N, at Fabian Realty. It's R-E-A-L-T-Y.com. And we would be happy to make arrangements with you to pick things up or make arrangements. We also have the ability to take credit cards. Now, this is being sponsored or run through the National Football League Alumni Association, which is my other hat in this. I'm the treasurer of that organization. So if you want to call in with a credit card, if you can't make it there, if you want to drop off a check, if you need any tax forms sent to you, W-9s or 501c3 information, we can do that. Anything you need to try to raise money for these families.
Howard, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show today at the last minute because this is real important. We wanted to get the word out. I promise you, as soon as we put this up on the radio website, we'll get you a link so you can put it up on the on your website as well as emailing it to people. Again, let's help the kids from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and let's also help the coaches that gave their lives. Again, it'll be Tuesday, March 6th, 7 to 9 p.m., Bonefish Max in Coral Springs, 6174 West Sample Road. Join the NFL alumni and their friends in making a difference. Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing everybody there.
My pleasure. Wanda, back to you. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk to Andy Hogshead, real estate developer, multifamily student housing in Gainesville. We'll talk about what's going on up there in the university and as well as what's going on with the real estate program. So, Wanda, take it away and rock the house. Looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
A new season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
What are you going to do when a traditional bank says no to your loan request, when your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? What if you have a story to tell and your loan scenario just doesn't fit into the standard box? Maybe your call would start off with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." Well, what you need to do is call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. What that means is that we're the experts at providing unstandardized loans. Hey, maybe you need a big loan for your house, and your bank is telling you no because you found something in your credit report. I can help. Maybe you're a real estate investor with a large cash position in some of your real estate, but you need to pull some cash out to take advantage of an opportunity or pay some bills. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do a loan up to $15 million. We'll let you take cash out on a purchase. We'll do a property anywhere in the state of Florida. We'll finance any type of commercial property. We make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We even do limited construction deals. So if you need a mortgage and you start out with, hey, Jim, I have a special situation, I'll go, you know what? I've got a solution. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I can help you get a loan committed today and funded within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us again. We're back here at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference. We're here with the incoming, would you call it chairman of the board, Andy? What would you call your new position there?
Chair.
Big shot. Okay. We're here with my good friend Andy Hogshead. Andy is the president? CEO of the Collier Companies. Okay. In Gainesville, they're the largest private owner of student housing in the country, and they are diversifying their portfolio into market-rate housing, and they are seeking to do so statewide. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're just going to plug it. Today, what we're going to talk about is what Andy's doing in his spare time, which is volunteering his time to make the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies a better place. And so, Andy, welcome to the show, and please tell us a little bit about why you decided to get involved with the Bergstrom Center.
Thanks very much for having me, Jim. Absolutely. Now, it is a cause that I was attracted to, honestly, for selfish reasons. First, the Bergstrom Center and the University of Florida have a tremendous real estate group. And as an owner and CEO of a company, I want to hire great talent. And the Bergstrom Center turns out wonderful candidates every year. But I also wanted to network with a group of professionals across the state who are plugged in and who are committed. So it made a lot of sense to get involved. Once you do start getting involved, you find out that it's a whole lot of fun. So.
Yeah, it sure is. I kind of look at it like my real estate fraternity, and I've been friends with a lot of the people for quite some time, some as long as 30-plus years. Todd Jones, even longer than that. And so what do you think some of the new initiatives coming up this year you might be doing for the board, and what would the impact on some of the students be?
Oh, the Bergstrom Center has just grown in stature, and it has earned more and more respect. And in doing that, it has gotten more and more resources from the University of Florida. I think we are going to be expanding the program. I think we are expanding the focus, and I think that you'll see a lot of good developments in the coming year.
Wow, that's really exciting. You know, I got my start by studying real estate at the University of Florida, and it's provided me with not only a great benchmark of information, but the great network you were talking about. And here we are at an event with over 450 people from around the state, many of whom are not UF grads, but all of whom want to network, and I think they have a little bit of it in They want to get some of those students. Now, Andy, why don't you tell a little bit about, do you have any students working for you now? Why don't you describe what one of them might be doing?
Absolutely. We have a history of hiring MSRE grads and Florida business grads. They have done everything from acquisitions to asset management to improvements in our systems processes. But right now, they're just every opportunity in real estate can be filled with people from the MSRE program.
Well, I got to give a shout out to my old friend Carl. He better be watching if he's not listening. I guess he's not listening, but you got to make him listen to it. Now you're forced him to say, "Hey, Carl, high five. When you guys coming back down to South Florida to have some good times and go to Joe's with me?" Now, Andy, if you were going to tell somebody about your experience on the board, what would be one good story to illustrate the positive experience that you've had?
Well, we're about to go out into the lovely Orlando weather and have several nice beverages with other people, and I always run into somebody I know, and I always run into somebody that has a deal or an idea or something that works perfectly.
Well, that sounds just great, Andy. And you were making an observation earlier about the availability of capital in the market. I'll make it make one little call. I gotta give a heads up here. Andy's a former. Are you a recovering banker? Would you call it, Andy? Recovering. Okay. He's a 12-step banker. So, Andy, give me what your thoughts are as the interest rates are going to go up. We all know that. We've been jawboned on that at this point. How do you alter your business strategy to operate in an environment where interest rates are rising? Oh, that's a good question.
We are borrowing money as long as we can. We're getting as much now as we can, and we're locking it up for as long as we can in terms of interest rate. On the investment side, we're staying liquid because rates are going up.
That's my guy. And Andy, I know somebody that can help you get loans and somebody else that can help you deploy that capital, but we can't talk about that on the radio because that's private stuff. Now, I see all kinds of great people lining up to be on the show. So I just want to take one more second with Andy, and I want to ask Andy, what's the difference between being the head of a development company and being the head of a team at one of the big multi-regional, one of the super regional banks? What's the difference?
I think that development companies are all about projects. They are all about thinking in that longer term forward. I think banks tend to have a shorter timing horizon. They tend to focus more on immediate production than the developers who have to look forward 3 to 5 years.
Now, you're getting up to leave, but I'm not going to let you leave yet. I just made believe that was going to be the last question. Let's see, what else did I want to ask that was really good? Gainesville's been growing and maturing. There is now a legitimate full-time population that's involved in not only research and development, but just in general, it's a great place to live, and people move there. So there's a full life cycle opportunity there. What's the one thing that indicates to you that Gainesville's on the way? We won't say that it's arrived yet. We could say it's on the way. What is the one thing that's going on in Gainesville today? And we can't talk about Warren Henry's auto dealer, the Audi, but we all know that's the number one thing. But what's the next thing that shows you that Gainesville's getting ready to be on the map?
I would just say look at the construction cranes. If you had to pick one industry right now, Shands. Shands is amazing. They're growing and they're growing. Innovation Square is a university initiative that's starting to gain traction. I think Florida's a knowledge-based economy in general, and I think the college towns, Gainesville, Tallahassee, and other places are starting to really expand, not because of the industry around them, like the South Florida markets, but just because of the knowledge opportunities that are available there.
Andy, go out there, go do your thing. Andy's got to go out there and be the big handshake guy at the happy hour and the event for everybody. But Andy, I want to thank you so much for everything you do for the students, everything you do for the Gainesville community, everything you do for the Florida community. So get out of here and go have fun. We're going to be right back after this. We've got Ceci Milton on. We're going to talk with Ceci about what she learned at the program and why she wants to come back to Miami. Wanda, rock the house.
Here she come now, say, morning, morning. Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, morning.
looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, are you a realtor? You have a foreign client? Well, we have the best non-resident alien program in town. That's right. Maybe your client's an Argentinian, a Venezuelan, Russian, Brazilian, Canadian. Maybe it's a United States citizen. We can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial condo? I'll finance that. Residential condo? Help you there too. Condo hotel? We can even help you with that. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. We have private equity options available. You can call me today. I can commit today, and you can close within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all right, all right. We are back, and we are back with my good friend, Cessie Milton. Cessie is a second generation, would you say, real estate family member? Third generation. I know, but you made you correct me. Third generation. I can tell you, as I shook hands with your grandfather, he had the nicest hands I've ever shaken in my life. Came out of that limo, he was the best. The best. So Cessie's here. Cessie is graduating?
In 2019, so I have one more year left of school.
Okay, so are you available to be hired, or you think you got a job?
I have an internship over the summer with Starwood Property Trust. They just relocated to Miami Beach, so I'm really excited about that. And if that doesn't turn into a full-time job, then I am on the market for a full-time job after graduation.
That's okay. I already know somebody who needs to hire you, who wants to hire you. Here's my card. Now, Cessie, what appealed to you about the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies? You got the MSRE?
Yes. So I, again, like you mentioned, I'm a third generation real estate, almost professional. And I didn't really think that real estate was something I wanted to get into until I got to school and I started realizing that I loved it and I wanted to pursue it along with my dad and my grandfather and all of that good stuff.
So what do you love about doing real estate? And I'm going to let you think about that. I'm going to tell you what I loved. See, I couldn't get an A in anything at school except bowling. That was my first A. And then after that, I took the real estate courses and started knocking out the A's. And I realized that I wasn't necessarily strong in any of the disciplines, but I could understand what they meant to do a deal. And that's why I picked real estate. How about you?
So in sixth grade, actually, I won my stock competition in school. And I always knew I loved math, and I really knew I loved the numbers behind finance. But I couldn't deal with the fact that it wasn't a tangible asset. So I really love about real estate is that it's a tangible asset and you're contributing to people's homes and businesses and lives, and you're kind of touching them on their lives almost unknowingly.
Yeah, no, it's actually really good. What you're doing is you're helping to create the environment. I'll drive around. Whenever I drive around Miami, I drive around, but I see all the buildings that I help put together. I call my mom. I complain about how bad the traffic is. She tells me to be quiet. It's all my fault. So that's what you have. So what is something that you see going on in development today that you would change to make life better for everybody going forward? I asked that slow so you could think.
So I think that a lot of the real estate professionals already kind of have an idea of what's going on. We're becoming much more of an urban country overall. So things that are more walkable, more biker friendly, those kind of environments are really going to change real estate, I think. And we're going to start seeing a lot of changes, especially with the autonomous cars and things like that.
So can you guess about what one impact would be that autonomous cars might have on real estate? Because I got an answer, but I want to hear yours.
Well, we're not going to have any parking garages, which I think is crazy. But I think that that's kind of the biggest thing. Is you're going to have a lot more space for buildings and less space dedicated to parking.
Actually, we talked about this the other day on a panel I was on, and the designs were already evolving. Some of the buildings that were designed in the last cycle that are delivering now already have too small of a forgot. Now, we're almost out of time, Ceci. So what I want to do is I want to have you speak to people that might be considering coming to the University of Florida to study real estate. If you were going to go back, what high school did you graduate from?
I went to Our Lady of Lourdes Academy in South Miami.
Oh, how fabulous. I wish you guys could see her smiling while she's saying this. So if you were going to go back to Lourdes Academy and you were going to talk as an alum at lunch to some of the other students, who I assume are all girls, what would you tell them about the University of Florida real estate program and why it might make sense for them?
So the real estate program is a program that really dedicates their time and their energy to each student. So you get an overall package. So it's learning about networking, learning about school, and all that good stuff. So it's really, it's a program about full of people that really care about you and care about your success.
Hopefully you all hear the, you know, we're broadcasting from Orlando, and so some families are walking by on their vacation, and the joy and fun that is walking by is only exceeded by the joy that I'm seeing on Ceci's face. So Ceci, I want to thank you for being on the show, and why don't you give a shout out to some people?
I'm going to give a shout out to my dad, who really inspired me to take the plunge into real estate and has always taught me that I can do anything that I set my mind to.
Well, it's obvious that they did something right. I think it was probably more your mom than your dad that really worked that out. But we'll let your dad have a little credit, too. So, Ceci, I want to thank you, Ceci. Thank you so much for being on. We got to do the kidney handshake because we had the kidney transplant. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And we're going to throw it over to Wanda. And we're going to come back in a minute. And we're going to be back next. We're going to have Tim Becker on. Tim is going to talk to me about what's shaking at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. And one more time, Ceci, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Mike Nerula does not know how lucky he is to have you working with him this summer. So, Wanda, take it away, rock the house, give us some traffic reports, and then we'll be back with more great information about the University of Florida after the break. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
What are you going to do when a traditional bank says no to your loan request, when your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? What if you have a story to tell and your loan scenario just doesn't fit into the standard box? Maybe your call would start off with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." Well, what you need to do is call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. What that means is that we're the experts at providing unstandardized loans. Hey, maybe you need a big loan for your house and your bank is telling you no because you found something in your credit report. I can help. Maybe you're a real estate investor with a large cash position in some of your real estate, but you need to pull some cash out to take advantage of an opportunity or pay some bills. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do a loan up to $15 million. We'll let you take cash out on a purchase. We'll do a property anywhere in the state of Florida. We'll finance any type of commercial property. We make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We even do limited construction deals. So if you need a mortgage and you start out with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation," I'll go, "You know what? I've got a solution." Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I can help you get a loan committed today and funded within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We're here again at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, a Trends and Strategies Conference at the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Trends. And I'm going to interview Kelly. I want to do a whole show with Kelly. We're going to do that. We're here now interviewing Michelle Pierce. She's with Providence One Partners. She's one of the new board members. And we have a friend in common that we're going to say a shout out to. The shout out goes to Troy Cox.
Cox.
There you go. We both did it. It was sort of kind of awkward, but we did it. Hey, high five to Troy Cox. Michelle is here. She's in the healthcare business. We're going to talk to her about why she joined the Bergstrom Center board. We'll also talk a little bit about her business because it fascinates me. I want to hear why you got into that. But Michelle, first, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We appreciate yours too. Now, how long have you been on the Bergstrom Center board?
2 years.
And why did you join? And what benefits have you seen from being on the board over those 2 years?
I joined because one of my current employees, Paul Vera, graduated from the program.
Paul is her employee?
Yes.
We got to send a shout out to Paul Vera, too, then. Paul Vera, he's even here. I gave a high five.
He's downstairs.
I love that guy.
I know. He's great. He's great. Super knowledgeable.
All right. No more love fest for Paul, though. Let's talk a little bit about you. So you're on the board. You've joined the board. What have you seen? What could you tell somebody about the board that's a positive thing about your experience?
It's been a really great experience. First of all, the meetings that happen every year are super informative and with very influential and key speakers. The second benefit is the hiring ability of the graduates from the school. They're top notch.
So you like it? That's what Andy said, to get access to the, oh my God, get that guy over here. Okay, here comes Paul. We're going to break his chops on the air. Okay, we are. Here comes Paul Vera. Paul is the number one reason why Michelle joined the board. So, Paul, come here. Paul Vera, come here. And you better be taking a photo of this, Tim. Okay? Paul, come here. I didn't know you were in the healthcare business. Tell us, why did you join Michelle, and how did you run into Michelle? How did you guys meet?
Well, I did a brokerage deal with her company about 5 years before I joined the company. And, you know, when the company getting better, so it's time for me to jump to the development side of the business. So that's how my ex-boss introduced me to Michelle and Tom.
Well, we're going to be doing business. Michelle's going to tell you more about that. Now get out of here. You're slowing down the show. No, I'm kidding. Come on over here. Let's Tim get. No, I want Tim to get a photo of us. It's going to take. Oh, you got to get out of here. Get out of here. So now, Michelle, why did you get into the healthcare business? You were telling me a little bit of a story about why you got involved in the healthcare business. Please tell that to our audience because I think it's important for them to get an understanding of you.
My grandmother needed an assisted living community, and I went to tour a couple of the communities, and they were just really dismal and boring. And at the time, I was building multifamily, and so I couldn't help but look around and say, well, I could do this. And so I literally cashed out my 401k, left my company, talked my partner into joining me, and started Providence One Partners.
Well, I think we need to get you on Shark Tank, because that's the way that they say that it got to get started. Now, we gave a shout out to my good friend, Troy. Hopefully, you and Troy have adult beverages together on occasion and share ideas.
As frequently as possible.
That's Troy, all right. Michelle, just one last thing, and then I'm going to let you go back to Nick, and I'm going to just drill down on Tim in the program after that. If you could say one thing to your peer group, because we're sort of talking to them now, what would you tell them that would help them understand, appreciate, and want to get involved with the Bergstrom Center? I think we've talked about getting access to the students, cutting-edge information, which keeps you ahead of the curve, great network and great people.
Well said. That's exactly why I joined. But I would tell you this. Don't be afraid to reach out to this program, because the minute you do, they will point you in the right direction.
Oh, my gosh. You are amazing. Tim, give this woman $5. Wanda, we're going to be right back. Wanda's going to take us out, then we're going to come back with Tim Becker. We're going to talk about what's going on at the University of Florida. Tim is the administrator for the program. He's the director. We're going to talk about different things that are going on, nuances at UF. It's going to be a great thing, and Tim is always great when he comes on. He's one of my oldest and dearest friends here in the real estate business, and I want to thank again Michelle Pierce, who I have to keep, you know, going around and reading the name tag for. That's hopefully going to be the second to the last time that I do that, and then we're going to get to know each other and do deals. High five, Michelle. Thank you so much. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Good luck, everybody.
It's my pleasure. Wanda, take it away. Bring us back quick. We're going to have Tim Becker on next, talking about UF.
Don't make a sound. I know the watcher. The watcher. All the commotion.
Looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
A new season, a fresh start. And this season, don't miss out on must-see matchups at Marlins Park. Single game tickets are on sale now to watch Miami battle postseason contenders. Cubs, Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. It's the return of baseball season in Miami, and we're just getting started. Purchase your tickets at marlins.com/tickets.
Hey, are you a realtor? You have a foreign client? Well, we have the best non-resident alien program in town. That's right. Maybe your client's an Argentinian, a Venezuelan, Russian, Brazilian, Canadian. Maybe it's a United States citizen. We can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial condo? I'll finance that. Residential condo? Help you there too. Condo hotel? We can even help you with that. Just give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. We have private equity options available. You can call me today. I can commit today, and you can close within a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, Nancy, Sandy, how you doing there? Sandy Ladano walking from the new Iberia Bank. Sandy Ladano, there he is. Give me a high five to Iberia Bank. All right. He's trying to get rid of Michelle. Michelle can't leave because she wants to know how we're going to do a lot of great deals together. Here he is. He's Tim Becker. Tim's always our cleanup hitter when we come broadcast from UF. And, Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, Tim, there's been a lot of changes up at the center. I hear there's a lot of really cool things happening. Andy kind of teased it a little. He said you're getting the ear of the administration a little bit more. Maybe the administration's realizing that most philanthropies and charities get their biggest donations from the real estate department, and maybe they should spend a little more time curating us and growing us. But, of course, I would never say that live on the air. But I will say this. I will say welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit about some of the new things that are happening at the Bergstrom Center.
We're really excited about the state of the industry, and obviously the state of the industry impacts what we do at the center. We have an unbelievable number of students who are becoming interested in real estate. They're taking our first and second courses at the undergraduate level, which is really the feeder for internships in the industry, and then that's the feeder for our master's program. And we've hit record levels of students interested in getting into real estate. We're seeing more interest from the college to focus on real estate. So we're pretty excited about where we're going from here.
Can you just imagine me in front of that big 400 student lecture, just talking to them about lessons I've learned in my career in real estate?
Yeah, I could. So when can we book you?
We'll talk about that after the year. As soon as Vivian can travel, maybe I'll come up this summer. And we'll spend a few days in Gainesville, and I'll do some workshops with some of the kids in the grad program and also some of the young adults that really don't know what they're doing in the undergraduate program, and really kind of help them clarify their thoughts, because it's all about giving back and paying forward as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we tell them all to listen to Jim Freed, and they'd learn more.
Now, hold on. Here's Howard Fabian is walking by. Howard Fabian, come here one more. I want you one more. People that didn't listen to the beginning of the show, I want you to spend 1 minute and talk about your event. Howard is throwing an event next week for the students from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas event. And he is, so please, just 1 minute, tell us about your event.
It's a celebrity bartender event. We have about 20 different sports athletes, former players and current. We have some music stars, hopefully, out there. Some of the name or the fund all go through the NFL alumni at Bonefish Max in Coral Springs at 6174 West Sample Road. All the funds go through NFL alumni and then donated directly to the two families that were affected by the shootings. The two coaches that actually shielded the students and saved their lives. And left kids behind.
Okay, Howard, get out of here. Howard knows people that were directly affected, and I think I just nailed him a little bit in the heart on that one. So everybody, make sure that you come to Howard's event to honor Aaron Feast and Chris Hickson. It's Thursday, March 6th, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm going to be there, Bonefish Max, Coral Springs, 6174, silent auction. If you want to donate items, just email me, jim@freedombusiness. I'll make sure they get to Howard. It's a 501c3. It's all tax deductible. Now we're back with Tim Becker talking about the UF Center for Real Estate Studies program, and I'm just going to give one more side story. That's the kind of people that are involved, Tim, and they're involved for that reason. So what do we got coming up that's going to directly benefit the students this year?
Well, so right now, as you've been talking about, we're at our Trends and Strategies Conference. We have 420 of the top people in the industry here talking about the future of the business. And at the same time, interacting with our students, mentoring our students, interviewing our students, helping them get off on the right foot. We're a month and a half away from graduation for them, so this is kind of the final stretch for our current group of students. And then we start back all over again at the end of June with the next group of students. So it's a constant cycle for us.
Well, I'm really looking forward to getting back in the swing. I spent the last year praying to God every single minute I've been. Well, I guess I do that a lot anyway. But for my wife's kidney, we got that deal closed. Now we're gonna help some of the young people down here get themselves situated. Now, let's talk about development in Gainesville in general. Andy Hogshead was on earlier. He said that
cranes are all over the place, that Shands is really, really cranking. And, well, the evolution of the hospital and healthcare providing industry should make it crank at Shands. They're also doing a lot of stuff at Innovation Square. So talk to us a little bit about the general economy in Gainesville. It should be strong given all of the public sector employment that's up there. But how about the ability for people to have other jobs? Because I got to believe a lot of people are going to want to move back there to Gainesville more and more every day.
Well, as you know, the economy of Gainesville is driven primarily by the university. Shands has made an enormous investment in facilities, $2 billion worth near the university. So a lot is happening on the medical side of the business. But quite frankly, the layout of Gainesville is such that students are moving closer to campus, and a lot of the development drive right now is really student housing close to the business school, close to the core of campus, and not away from campus. So that's driving land prices, it's driving all kinds of development. So between Shands and between the student housing, that's where a lot of the development is happening. Hopefully, some synergies are going to come into play. We're going to start getting some movement around Innovation Square, some research companies coming in and driving more housing in the core of Gainesville and away from the west where it's all at right now.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I am going to say this. It seems to me that Gainesville's almost ready for a high-density vertical mall just east of University, just east of the campus to service all of those people that are going to be moving in, because the only thing that seems to be missing is retail. And there's Carson Good from JLL, the retail man himself, giving me the thumbs up. And, you know, talking to me about I think that you're going to need real retail there, because otherwise people are going to still be doing the east-west, west-east drive. And that's really what you're talking about, is pulling people off the streets, because I can't believe I'm about to say this either. The traffic in Gainesville's gotten ridiculous.
The traffic in Gainesville is really bad, and certainly with the expansion of Butler Plaza, with Celebration Point coming in near 75 and Archer Road, it's really a nightmare traffic-wise. And so you're right. We do need, the more people we move closer to campus, the more retail we need around campus. It's walkable. It's places the students can shop. It's places where the faculty can shop. So we're starting to see that. The Standard came online. It has 60,000 square feet of retail. It brought a Target. There's a Publix across the street. So all of that is happening close to campus. We need more of that coming online.
Yeah, I know. I know Wanda, he needs to be so much louder, but he's a laid-back dude. So I can only make him eat the microphone so hard. We're going to keep on talking. We're going to keep on keeping it loud. So then, my God, I'm a genius. I was working on that deal for years. I knew that they needed the retail there. So then, where else would I put? Oh, I've thought about the next place to put it, which we're not going to say on the open radio. So now, Tim, you've got all that development happening right across the street from all of the places where you hold classes. So are you finding that that becomes beneficial when you're recruiting students?
Absolutely. The students definitely want to be near campus. They want to walk or ride their scooter across the street, as it seems. But the more stuff that we have next to campus, the more people want to be on our side of campus at the business school. And certainly provides us a living laboratory in the real estate program to be able to show them mixed-use projects like the Standard, student housing, retail. All of that is happening next to campus, and it's really easy for our students to go touch it, to analyze it, to feel it, the things that they need to do as real estate professionals.
It's actually a perfect microcosm of what's going on across the rest of the country, because people are moving closer to main and main locations. They are moving into higher density locations, and they are moving into be closer to where they work, and they need to have the vertically integrated rest of the services with them. So, Tim, if you were going to talk to just people that were interested in coming to the university and being a student, what's the process that they need to follow, and what's the time frames that they need to be aware of?
So our next deadline for the class coming up in June is March 15th, so it's coming up very quickly. You need to get in touch with us at realestate.ufl.edu or Pam DeMichael at the college admissions program. She's the one that helps us get the students in, but you need to have your stuff in by March 15th this year. If you're interested in having a great career in real estate and meeting amazing people, the best people in the business, you need to come to the MSRE program at the University of Florida.
All right, now I'm going to interview myself because I'm going to talk about that for a minute. I'm a graduate of the University of Florida. I went to work for Kelly Bergstrom in my internship in Chicago. And ever since then, I've done nothing but continue to move forward. And it's all built on a base. The base is the University of Florida education, undergraduate and an MBA with a real estate concentration that I got at UF. They didn't have the MSRE program. It was just barely getting started when I was there. In fact, I met somebody from the first class just the other day. I can't remember who it was. Anyway, so I have made lifetime friends. It's enhanced my entire business and personal life. I get incredible positive energy from helping all the kids that I network with and help, like Ceci Milton that was on earlier. I already am angling to hire her. My God, she's amazing. And I see the kids were lining up. I'm mentoring a whole bunch of them, helping a lot of them get jobs. A lot of them, I actually make them all watch my or listen to my segment about how to get your dream job. And then they call me and I help them get their dream job, which is actually, I just smiled and got a little mushy there. And we've given scholarships to some of the less fortunate students to, so that they could afford to go to school here. And it's just a really great group of people. It's been something that's allowed me to self-actualize ever since I've gotten involved more than 20 years ago. Has it been that long? Oh, my God. More. Oh, Jesus, thanks. So I just got my special lapel pin, which I'm probably going to take a picture of later and put up on the internet. But the most important thing that I want to say is that it's great to be a Gator. It's great to be part of the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, helping to move real estate forward and making it real estate first. I really want to thank everybody that's been involved in helping me achieve my professional success, and a lot of them have been with the University of Florida, FSU, other places too. I don't want to say that it's just UF, but the camaraderie and the openness, the networking that's available, even guys like, even McGowan's all right. You got to go to Jacksonville. You got to deal with him, I guess. So, you know, it's just great. I've got people that can pick up the phone and call in every city, in every state, in every part of the union. I've gotten kids jobs in Texas, Atlanta, New York, Washington, Chicago, probably other places I don't even know. So, really, if you're considering a career in real estate or just want to get more involved and more understanding of real estate, join us on the board. Join us at UF. I want to thank everybody at the University of Florida for helping us and being here today with us. I want to thank Tim Becker, Andy Hogshead, Ceci Milton, and Howard Fabian, and Michelle Pierce. I don't want to forget Michelle. I want to thank everybody for being a part of it. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on the internet as soon as my friend puts it up. Robert Pitts. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association. You heard Howard Fabian. The Miami Marlins, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, but of course I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps getting hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up tomorrow on our website, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8 a.m. Thursday at 6 p.m. We're going to have Mr. Kell and a whole bunch of other people. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds the way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda rock the house.
traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.